Good morning. How are y'all doing? Good? Okay. I know it's been a couple weeks, so let's go ahead and review about that time frame, okay? So maybe a little bit rusty on this, but do you guys remember when Abraham and Sarah went to Abimelech? Does that sound familiar? Yeah? You remember? You remember too? Yeah. So... And then, the Lord talked to Abimelech to pretty much release Sarah. And so he did, and they went, Abraham and Sarah went back. And now let's go ahead and we're going to jump into Genesis 21 and verses 1 through 7. We're going to talk about the final birth of Isaac, okay? So here are the questions. So what happened to Sarah when God visited her? What was the name of Abraham and Sarah's son? And what did Abraham do to Isaac when he was 8 days old? Okay, so let's go ahead and read Genesis 21, 1 through 7. Now Yahweh visited Sarah as he had said, and Yahweh did for Sarah as he had promised. So Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the appointed time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God has commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. And she said, Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children, yet I have borne him a son in his old age? All right, so you guys remember the first question? What happened to Sarah when God visited her?
She started laughing.
What do you think? No? So the Lord promised her, he told her it was the time for her to bear a child, which is going to be the next question, right? So what was the name Abraham and Sarah gave to their son after he was born? Say it again. His name is Isaac. And I don't know if you knew this, but it means he laughs, okay? It does. How'd you know? All right, so after Isaac was 8 days old, he was circumcised, okay? So you guys remember in Genesis 17, it was a sign of God's covenant, right? So Abraham set Isaac apart by circumcising him. So I know we're kind of moving a little quick, but I'm going to jump into another part we're going to be reviewing today. So we just learned about the birth of Isaac and the joy it was for Abraham and Sarah and what his name was. Now let's jump a little bit ahead in time, and we're going to talk about another part of Isaac's life and Abraham's life, okay? So let's go ahead and go to Genesis 22. We're going to read verses 1 through 3, 6 through 8, and then we're going to go to Hebrews 11, 17 through 19. And I'll say these as we go. But Genesis 22, 1 through 3. All right, so now it happened after these things that God tested Abraham, and he said to him, Abraham, and Abraham said, Here I am. Then the Lord said, Take now your son, your only one whom you love, Isaac, and go forth to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he split wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Now let's go through verse 6 through 8. So then Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and put it on Isaac his son as they were climbing up the mountain, okay? So, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked together. Then Isaac spoke to his father Abraham and said, My father. And Abraham said, Here I am, my son. And Isaac said, Behold, the fire of the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. Now let's go to Hebrews 11, verse 17 through 19. Okay, so by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only son, to whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called." He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he also received him back. All right, so that's a lot. Let's go ahead and break it down. So what did God call Abraham to do? Where was he taking his son?
To the altar.
Altar, right? For an offer sacrifice, right? So what question did Isaac ask his father on the way up? Remember, he said, "I have wood and we have the fire, but what are we missing?"
The lamb.
The lamb, right? And now what did we read in Hebrews? What did the author of Hebrews tell us about Abraham in this story, right? It gives us a different perspective that we usually don't see. Yeah, you know. All right, so how about this, right? So what do you think about Abraham obeying the Lord, okay? So he believed that the Lord could do what with his son after the offering? Maybe raise him from the dead, right? But let's go ahead and read a small little passage, not a passage, but part of this little story right here. So, by God's grace, Abraham demonstrated great faith in the greatest trial. So Abraham was no stranger to trials. His life was full of them. They had hard things that the Lord brings into our lives to test us, right? So some people think that if they follow God, he will bless them with an easy life. But the closer Abraham got to God, the harder his life became. Isaac, the son of promise, had grown to be a strong young man. There are not words to describe the love Abraham and Sarah had for their son. So he was the son of their old age and a picture of the faithfulness of God. They had great hopes for him, hopes that were rooted in God's promise. Isaac was the one through whom God's blessing would embrace the world. But one day, so who, you guys remember? This is a little off, but who comes from Isaac's line? Eventually, the Lord does, right? So that's why it's so important. But one day, God came to Abraham with a shocking command. God told him to sacrifice Isaac as a burnt offering to kill the son of his love. Sacrifice the son of promise. Slay the son whom the Messiah would come from. Abraham had not met a trial this great before. So how did Abraham respond? Well, he rose up the next morning and went. That's how he responded with faith. He simply obeyed. So Abraham didn't understand why God was asking him to do this, but if he had learned anything over the years, he knew God could be trusted. God will not allow his promises to be defeated. If necessary, he thought, God had the power to raise my son from the dead. God will provide a lamb, he assured Isaac as they climbed through the mountain of sacrifice. Abraham knew his God would come through. So I don't think I read this, but before the sacrifice, the Lord told Abraham not to kill his son, right? He just wanted to test his faith, and his faith was proven true. So after that, Abraham, the Lord provided a lamb that was stuck in the thickets, and that's what they sacrificed, okay? So what are trials? What do you guys think they are? Are they easy? Are they tough, usually?
They're tough.
They're tough? I think so, too. Yeah, so they're hard things the Lord brings upon our lives. In the book of James, he tells the believers that these trials are to make us perfect and complete so we can lack in nothing. So what were some trials Abraham faced? We just talked about one of them. You guys, you can use that as an answer. Maybe give me another one you guys might know. Christopher, what do you think? Yeah? So yeah, Abraham left his home to be a stranger in Canaan. So that's one trial he went through. He also waited many years for God's promise of a son to them. A lot of patience that really tested Abraham, right? Trusting in the Lord. These things were very difficult for Abraham, but God's command to sacrifice Isaac was by far his hardest. Okay, any questions? This is a lot to go through, but we saw the birth of Isaac, the promise being fulfilled from the Lord to Sarah and Abraham, and we saw Abraham's faith being tested by the Lord whenever Isaac was a little older, and it was good to see that. It's a good example for us to have that faith that Abraham did, right? Knowing that the Lord is sovereign. What else? What do you guys think? Good? I think you got a question. No? Okay. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Lord, thank you for this message for the young ones, Lord. It was a lot, but it was good to see your promise being fulfilled to Sarah and Abraham, Lord. And also, it was a good example to see as Abraham showed us the faith he had to willingly sacrifice his own son, the one that would the Messiah would come from, the one that could have ended everything, Lord. But Abraham knew you had a plan, Lord. He trusted, he put his faith in you, Lord. And it's a good example for us, not only just for these young ones, but for us as well as we go through life. And Lord, we pray for the message and the worship team. In your name, pray, amen.